Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for May 12th, the year of our Lord, 2021. This is hour two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers, ladies and gentlemen. There's so much going on in the news. It is just hard to even comprehend. It's very fascinating. I used the term last hour, ladies and gentlemen, that the battle on the internet has begun. All right? And they can pretend all they want to, ladies and gentlemen, that Donald Trump is not accomplishing anything. But I submit to you that Donald is accomplishing plenty. And so are a lot of his friends. I don't know Donald personally, but I'm his friend, okay? I'm his friend when he does things that are right and stands for what is right and tries to restore the republic. Is he perfect at it? Far from. But you compare this to Joe Biden literally every day doing his best to destroy the country, and you begin to understand very quickly that, you know what, we have got to stand on the side of right and give credit whenever credit is deserved or due. So really, at the top of the hour news, they just, Kurt, said the very words I said. They're like, hey, the battle for public opinion is on the internet. And it's happening now. And let me explain a couple of things to you that you need to know. Yeah, Donald Trump has a website up that lets you contact him. I get it. It's simple. He also has a website up where you can communicate with us. I get it. It's simple. But he also has a way to mock Facebook and Twitter and share, even though they won't let him on Facebook and Twitter. He has the ability to let any of us, those of you who have Facebook and Twitter accounts, share liberally, will you please, share all of Donald Trump's tweets on the Facebook and Twitter apps. Now, they may shut you down over it. It's a chance you have to take. But they just admitted they already had to shut down a bunch of fake propaganda accounts. By the time they shut down all their fake propaganda accounts, Kurt, how big will these services really be? Do you know?
You know, that's an interesting thing, because we've talked about that in the past. I remember you saying, you know, and back in the old Rush Limbaugh's time, when he called it fake book, you just wonder how many of those are real people, how many of them are really just little bots or whatever. And like you say, if you clean all that stuff out, it's almost like if you clean all the non-real people off the voter rolls, what would you really get? Or like when they tell you there's so many people that watch the Oscars or whatever, you know, you really wonder, I don't think that's true, you know.
It might so be your dog watching TV, but who knows, right?
That's right. Good point.
And I bring this up because they don't know. Every time I turn around, I hear in the news, Facebook and Twitter, they've been peddling a bunch of bogus propaganda, and they've had to delete 5 million accounts and 16 million accounts and 80 million accounts. And these are the accounts that everybody told me, wow, Sam, if you get on these platforms, you'd have real numbers. Okay, numbers of fake accounts they're going to get rid of? That kind of numbers? Or what kind of numbers are you talking about? And then people are like, oh, Sam, you don't understand the tech. They can show you the numbers that they have. Okay. Right. Good luck with all that. Teach me about the internet, people, would you please? Because I need to learn. Okay? Mm-hmm. I don't mean to be mocking, but I'm just telling you, I understand the internet, ladies and gentlemen, quite well. And when I was let's just say this. In the early 90s, we started streaming in 96, by the way, just so people know. Okay, but before that, in like 90, 91, 92, I was playing on the internet, and me and a buddy wrote a utility. It was called TN, and TN stood for the net. We wanted to get control of the net, buddy, and TN let us talk to all the different servers out there by hand. So I could connect to a mail server and talk to the mail server and log in by hand and stuff that's all done for you. You have no idea about the communications that happen behind the scenes. But that's how I learned about the internet, was we just wrote this utility that let us just talk to all these different places by hand. So I'd go to a place and it would say, hello, you've reached such and such mail server. And then I could talk to it and send a password and retrieve my messages one at a time and display them on the screen and all this kind of stuff. And so I learned the kind of lower, protocols or how the internet works a bit. Anyway, I digress. But I asked the question at the end of the last hour. Powered by Nucleus, Kurt, how much do you know about Nucleus? There's a thing called Campaign Nucleus. You probably have never heard about it. The mainstream press doesn't want you to know about it. But if you go to the bottom of DonaldJTrump.com/desk, you'll see a link to it. You see it, Kurt, powered by Nucleus?
Yes, I do.
And click on that. And I want you to tell me what this thing is.
Well, then it says, Nucleus in the top left corner. It says the only automated digital ecosystem made for efficiently managing political campaigns and organizations. It tells you to sign up for conservative alerts says Nucleus is a digital political ecosystem that connects contacts and unifies processes to power efficient campaigns and reach the right people with the right message to drive actionable results. It says it's
so, Kurt, we mock Donald Trump's site and say it's a simple blog, but we fail to mention that it's backed by an ecosystem designed to target messages to the people who need them to get actionable results. Is that what we're hearing?
Sounds like it to me, Sam.
And how is this a one-way we built nothing blog?
That's very...
Yeah, they're lying to you, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I don't know who runs this eco thing. I've just learned about it from President Trump, so I'm not telling you that I know everything about it. What I'm telling you is there's a whole lot more here than meets the eye to the tech savvy. And if you don't know enough, you're going to miss it. But if you get someone like me to drill into it for you, I'll tell you there's a whole lot more here than you can possibly imagine.
Yeah, and it goes on to say it's scalable for campaigns and organizations, big and small, local districts, races, and to presidential. It says features, dashboard, contacts, data, content, and there's a bunch of information under each of those. So to me, like you say, there's quite a bit of info.
So this nothing website of Donald is powered by this, people.
Yeah.
So do you believe it's a nothing website now, like they're telling you? Oh, man, Donald can't get it off the ground. He put up nothing but a blog. It's a lie. All right, do you know what RSS is, Kurt?
Let's see. It was really simple something.
You're so close. Really simple syndication.
Okay, yeah. I remember you telling me.
Right, now, RSS is a text file, Kurt, with markup language tags embedded. So it's text, but it's got details in it that tell it things.
All right.
When I say tell it things, meaning telling the really simple syndication system and really simple syndication clients to tell it things. And so on my website, I put together a feed, an RSS feed, that as a URL. You know what a URL is, right?
Yeah, it's like www.
Yeah.
You know,
it stands for Universal Resource Locator, just so you know. But anyway, so a URL can be connected to an RSS feed. An RSS feed is a file. And that file exists to point people places to things. And it was doing so well that Google hated it because they didn't have control of who put what content where. So in the latest browsers of Google, they kind of shut down access to RSS. Did you know that, Kurt?
I didn't know that, Sam.
Browsers are more friendly. All right. But anyway, an RSS feed has knowledge in it. Like I told you, this markup language that tells it things. So, for example, it can tell you the time and the date of a story. Therefore, now we have the ability to sort stories based on their timeline, right? Or based on their relevance, top to bottom, or newest going back to oldest, etc. It also has the ability to tell us when something new's been added. So all I got to do now is write a program to reach out over and over and over and say, is there anything new? Yes. Is there anything new? Yes. No. Great. And I can know. So it's push technology where you can go there and it'll let you know. Well, anyway, the reason that I tell you all this is because you can mesh RSS feeds together. So let's say that Donald Trump has an RSS feed of his donaldjtrump.com/desk, which I haven't found yet. I'm just telling you. And then let's say Sam Bushman has an RSS feed of all of his show notes. And then Ben Swan has an RSS feed. I can build a website that meshes all those together. And because it's smart, meaning it knows the times and dates of stories, not only can it mesh it together, but it can put it in relevance. So we talked yesterday how Donald Trump had a story at like 5:30 and one at 7:30 or something. But what if Sam released a story at 6:30? It could merge those together and put them in time relevance. And here's the best part. It isn't just some tweeter whacked out jack of all trades person that's going to try to destroy my content and spread propaganda. The RSS feeds only come from reliable sources if I put them together in my mesh, right? And so imagine a bunch of us building these platforms and then somebody putting them together. It's almost like Drudge on steroids now. Instead of just pointing to articles from the mainstream press, you've created a mesh of patriots. And imagine if I could put that mesh in places where even if you take down mesh one, I can just simply replace it in seconds with mesh two. Ladies and gentlemen, the war is on, I'm telling you now, and I'm even working on a media mesh site. I'm telling you right now, the war is on. I don't mean a physical war of violence. I mean a battle for the hearts and minds of the American people. Alex Jones called it long ago. It's InfoWars. There's no doubt about it. But it's gone to the next level. And there's a lot going on. We'll talk about it a little bit more in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live.
I have a question. Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? I believe that great nations and great civilizations spring from a people who have a moral compass.
I don't think a civilization can long endure that does not have respect for all human life, born and not yet born.
I will be in earnest. I will not equivocate, and I will not excuse. I will not retreat an inch, and I will be heard.
One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, back with you live on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. What is an RSS feed, you ask? I've explained it in very simple terms. I don't want to get too complex on this broadcast. What is an RSS feed, you ask? Should I care about RSS in 2021? Another great, honest, fair question. Well, there's a lot to know about this, folks, if you care and you're a techie. If you don't care and you're not a techie, understand a couple of simple things. RSS is a way to transmit data all over the internet. And you can literally put this stuff together in a meaningful way. So here's what happens. Google and others tried to say RSS didn't have a future. It's dead. Forget it. It's gone. Because they don't like it. They don't like me being able to just point anywhere I want, take any feed I want, transmit data from people to site to site to site with push technology that creates software that can understand when something new is available and instantly grab it and make it available everywhere. Okay? They don't want you to know all that stuff, folks. So Google shut it down on their browsers. I bring this all up, though, because they want you to believe that it's dead, but I submit to you that it's not dead. Not even close. Google feeds have been blocked by Twitter, Facebook, and Google Trends for RSS feeds have been dropping. But ladies and gentlemen, understand that people are still working on this technology. So first, RSS feeds were only text, Kurt. Then they built what are called RSS feed containers for audio. So I don't know if you know, but a podcast is a next-gen RSS feed. Well, now folks are getting sick of the control, and they're creating more powerful RSS capabilities. So you say, what is an RSS feed? I've generally told you. Somebody says, should I care about RSS in 2021? The answer is yes. Now they say the future of podcasting, Kurt, is what's called dynamic RSS. So what would you call that, Kurt? You know what that's called?
The future of dynamic RSS, is that what you call it?
What you said? I'm saying, what is dynamic RSS? What would you call it?
Well, it's probably video, I suppose, and other stuff kind of. Besides just words.
It's in part, right?
Okay.
It's video. It's audio. Anything. It's text. It's everything, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
They call it an ambitious agenda for the future, one website calls it. Is that interesting or what? Think about that.
Oh, yeah.
Is RSS really dead? They want you to believe that it is. I submit to you that it's not. And I submit to you that dynamic RSS, Kurt, DRSS is what it's called, mm-hmm. right? Is the next gen. And there's more going on. So you're right, it's video, but it's text, it's video, it's all kinds of things. Because all we got to do is expand the markup language that I told you about that's in this text to tell it different things to do. And then all we got to do is write programs that are smart enough to interpret what we tell it to do. And now you can have all kinds of stuff. Google's been trying to shut it down. But guys like us are saying not so fast, my friends. So anyway, I want you to speak to this a little bit now. I've kind of explained it some. This is just a little bit of a vision of what's going on. Kurt?
Well, let me maybe preface it at least, or maybe just put my comments this way. I remember, ladies and gentlemen, going with Sam to places like, especially these things they call them, all the tech world kind of gets together, especially the broadcasting world and that kind of thing, and in Vegas. And so we'd go there, and he wanted to evaluate and kind of see what was available, as well as, he was, kind of checking out different ideas and figuring out if the things he was working on, Sam himself, was working on to be able to broadcast and to, make things, I think, in that area better. And so I remember going with him to these different places where they'd have these, I'll say, like an $8,000 piece of equipment or whatever, and he'd learn more about it and talk to the people, and before you know it, he had like a $300 piece of software that would pretty much do what the $8,000 piece of equipment would do, and then, he'd have partners you'd work with and that would do that. And I assume that this is sort of that same kind of thing, that this is people like you and others who are like, hey man, we want to find our better way of doing it, and whether it's President Trump or Mike Lindell or, you know, defending the Republic and Sidney Powell or whoever, you know, so many people, InfoWars or whatever, they're putting forward their efforts to bring these things to the American people, and it's part of the whole he who owns the media makes the rules thing, if you ask me, Sam, and that is people are getting more and more options, and things like CBS and NBC and that et cetera that have been shown to be liars, in my opinion, about things, are being left in the, back behind in the dust. That's what I see. Now there's some who will continue to embrace those things, you know, the AP, etc. But guys like me go, well, if it's from the AP or if it's from, New York Times or whatever like that, it's just a waste of time. And you need to go to places where you can count on the information to be accurate and move forward that way. I don't know. I guess that would be some of my comments on that area, Sam.
All right. There's another article that highlights this very well that I think is worth understanding, Kurt. Here's what it says. You ready? Is RSS the tech cat with nine lives? Is RSS the tech cat with nine lives? We explain why it's on the rise again, says the headline. Are these people clueless, you think, Kurt?
I think most people are clueless when it comes to this info, simply because, Sam, they can't think the same way that, or they have not learned these same things. I mean, there are certain things that I could maybe talk about that I understand that maybe somebody else wouldn't understand. You, in my opinion, are a techno, guy who's basically lived it and breathed it and eaten it for many decades now, and so then you understand that whole world much more than a guy like me. I remember you teaching me we need to get you to do email, we need to get you to do this or that. And I feel pretty, quote, caught up now, but at least compared to the old days. But I'm certainly way behind you when it comes to the technology world,
Hey, Kurt, who's using RSS now? Do you know?
Well, I assume that a lot of these that we're talking about, the ones that are not going to try to use the whole Google way of doing things, et cetera, would be doing that, right?
Yeah. So check this out. 23 million websites are currently using RSS. That's but it's more likely more than that, because I don't know if you know, but WordPress has RSS feeds on by default. So even people who don't think they're using them, if they're using WordPress, they are, unless they specifically turn them off or shut them down. That means more than 75 million websites, which is around 28% of all websites on the net. Now, that isn't to say that all RSS feeds are being utilized. We're just telling you that the technology is already there. So people are starting to take RSS now and make it more visually appealing for readers. 1.2 million people use Google News' RSS feeds to follow stories they're interested in. Okay. Should you provide an RSS feed yourself? Yes. RSS is a valuable open standard that has found a new purpose in our connected world. Yeah. Anyway, they're working on extending the format, the capability. And I'm not telling you that Forecast is the only feature. I'm just telling you it's one of the options that is already widely deployed and widely used, that Google's tried to shut down and has failed. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With a voice vote, Representative Liz Cheney has been removed by GOP lawmakers from the House conference chair.
We'll do everything I can to ensure that the former president never again gets anywhere near the Oval Office. We have seen the danger that he continues to provoke with his language. We have seen his lack of commitment and dedication to the Constitution. And I think it's very important that we make sure whomever we elect is somebody who will be faithful to the Constitution. I think that it is an indication of where the Republican Party is, and I think that the party is in a place that we've got to bring it back from, and we've got to get back to a position where we are a party that can fight for conservative principles, that can fight for substance. We cannot be dragged backward by the very dangerous lies of a former president. Thank you.
USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
As the Biden administration continues to ask for support for the massive infrastructure overhaul bill, last week's pipeline cyber attack has lawmakers thinking this would be a great time to address cybersecurity. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A group of 6 Republican senators are set to meet with President Biden on Thursday to discuss his $2.25 trillion infrastructure plan. West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Caputo will be a part of the meeting and tells Fox News that in the wake of the cyber attack against the Colonial Pipeline, any infrastructure bill should prioritize protecting vital infrastructure from similar attacks.
So I think we got to prioritize this. I think this should be, we did this in the water bill that we passed 2 weeks ago, because remember there was an incident in Florida where somebody tried to get into the water system to taint it. And so we know that we put more cybersecurity money into our water systems in that bill. We need to do the same for all of our transportation and infrastructure packages.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to give you one more little tip on RSS feeds. It's probably boring the heck out of a lot of people, but I'm telling you right now, these underlying details are how we are taking on the beast of Facebook and Twitter and big tech. And RSS feeds, believe it or not, what if I make them smarter, Kurt? I told you that it's a file that has markers in it that lets you know when it gets updated, right? What if I write a piece of software that takes the RSS feed and whenever it's updated, it sends out an email? So now you don't even have to be on the RSS feed to get the emails if you sign up, right? Oh, didn't Donald Trump on his website say you could sign up for updates, Kurt? Yeah, that's a part they forgot in his simple blog worthless site, right?
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Okay, these thugs don't have a clue what they're talking about, or they're lying to you. I don't know which. Don't care. The battle's on for the hearts and minds of the American people and people worldwide to get out the truth or propaganda. Who do you believe? The mainstream press is yesteryear, ladies and gentlemen, and they are holding on like to the best of their ability, but they're losing the game. Okay? And I'm telling you right now, it's important to understand a lot of that. Okay? I just thought I'd tell you that. Anyway, I won't go on about this more, but suffice it to say Donald Trump's doing a way better job at putting together something than they're giving him credit for. I'm telling you that now, and we're going to keep an eye on this and many other balls. All right, there's a state of an emergency declared in Virginia, Kurt. I guess the Colonial Pipeline attack cuts gas supply and gas prices are starting to rise. Do you want to respond to this one?
Well, I've heard a little about it, and I'm not exactly sure what this attack thing is. Do you feel like you've got a handle on this one, Sam?
A little bit. I guess it was last Friday, Kurt. Did you see that?
They said, yes, like 5 days or something like that, you know, so I guess that's part of it. But they call it the Colonial, what was it called again?
Pipeline attack. It's called the Colonial Pipeline attack. It's a cyber attack.
Well,
isn't that interesting, Kurt?
How's a cyber attack going to stop? I guess that basically, you know, attacks the computers to tell it to not let the fuel through or something like that. Is that what you?
Yeah, Kurt. Four days ago, Colonial Pipeline fell victim to a cybersecurity attack on Friday that involved ransomware, forcing it to temporarily shut down all pipeline operations, Kurt.
This
I don't know what Big Tech's going to do about this, buddy.
This one's from Tech Republic, and it says, Colonial Pipeline attack reminds us of our critical infrastructure's vulnerabilities. Karen Roby, an hour ago, wrote it. I don't even remember hearing of the Colonial Pipeline myself before this, but they say our infrastructure is more vulnerable than we realized. Colonial Pipeline attack shows. Tech Republic's Karen Roby spoke with Vyas Sekar, a professor in electrical and computer engineering at Carnegie Mellon University, about the Colonial Pipeline ransomware attack by the hacker group DarkSide. They've got an edited transcript of their conversation.
Do you know what ransomware is, Kurt?
Well, as far as I understand, that's where somebody can access your computer and basically locks it down and says, look, if you don't pay us X amount of dollars, your computer's not going to be doing anything, right? Something like that.
What it does is it goes in and it locks down all the files so that you can't access any of your files. And then they say, hey, if you pay us, we'll unlock your files.
Yeah.
Now, best practice is never to pay them.
Right.
Because if you pay them, you're only, funding the crime syndicate, so to speak.
That's right. Yeah.
It's kind of like, go ahead.
Kind of like when they kidnap somebody and then they say, well, you know, you shouldn't pay them the ransom because then you're encouraging the same thing to go on, right?
Yeah, it's very similar. But sometimes people are forced to pay because they don't have any other choice. Their assets are too critical. Yeah. Believe it or not, there's ransomware and malware insurance that you can buy from insurance companies these days. Kurt, did you know that for your business?
No, I didn't, but I'm not surprised.
That'll help you cover some of the costs should this unfortunate reality happen to you. Nevertheless, this huge pipeline got a ransomware attack, Kurt. And so they got all their files locked down, and their control of the pipeline is ran by automation and computers, Kurt, that got compromised by this whole thing. And they're simply saying, hey, we got to turn this whole thing off till we get a handle on it.
Wow.
Now, I don't support the ransomware people. I don't support the malware people. I don't support this kind of criminal activity at all. However, I do want to send a little bit of a bold statement to the Pentagon, to the government, to the military, to big tech, to the universities, who are all in bed together. Trust you me, there are black hat hackers out there who will rock your world. You think you know about computers. These people do know.
Mm-hmm.
And they will absolutely take you down and mock your world like you've never seen before. You think the wars have started now, you ain't seen nothing yet. Now, let me stop and make this clear. That is not a threat. I am not telling you that I'm involved with them. I'm telling you that I'm not involved with them, and I reject their tactics 1,000%. But I'm telling you they exist, and I'm telling you that we're starting to get into this territory where there are inscrupulous or unscrupulous people who will literally take off the gloves. You think the Snowdens and the, what's his name? WikiLeaks guy. Snowden is one of them. And then the, Julian Assange. You think those guys have hacked into stuff? You ain't seen nothing either.
Uh-huh.
So I don't mean this to be a threat, but I do mean it to be a warning of reality, ladies and gentlemen. And so the battle for the hearts and minds for the people is on. And let me be very clear. There are sources you cannot trust, and there are people who are not honest, not genuine, but the state of emergency is there. In Virginia, gas prices are going up while this pipeline is shut down. And they say it was basically a cyber ransomware attack. In other words, somebody used computers to shut this whole thing down. Imagine somebody somewhere using a computer to shut down the whole oil pipeline, which really just, what, covers the whole East Coast, Kurt?
Well, apparently, it's one that I didn't even know about, you know, Sam. I mean,
now understand that this can be done to power companies, Kurt. This can be done to the grid. This can be done everywhere.
Yep, that's right.
To water treatment, processing plants, sewage plants. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. Now, it's a dangerous threat. Well, at the same time, I don't know if you know, but 12-plus Iranian gunboats swarm 6 U.S. warships. Dozens of warning shots fired, Daily Wire. Did you see this, Kurt?
Nope. I didn't see that either.
What the heck, man's going on, sir?
Yeah, I know.
You want to know what's going on?
Well, there's a lot of news out there, Sam.
Yeah, I'll tell you what's going on, though. All of us are victims of their blackouts, Kurt.
Yep.
And right now, it's very hard to get around their blackouts, even for savvy guys like me and Kurt. What I mean is you have to pull for news. Keep a constant watch or you miss out. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and so I'm not downing you for not knowing. That's on purpose, and it's very hard to be in the know.
Yep.
Well, the way I keep up with so much news, Kurt, you know how I keep up with so much news? I'm going to tell you three letters.
Yeah, go ahead. RSS.
You know what they are? Huh?
Did I say RSS?
Yes, sir. That's exactly how.
Cool.
So I'm on the Need to Know News People's RSS feed right now. And I'm reading their headline. It says, emergency declared over Colonial gas cyber attack. Biden's policies have created shortages. That's a different headline, huh, Kurt?
Yep. That's right, and those we're seeing that right and left, you know, when people are paid to stay home, then, you know, how do you produce things that people can buy, Sam?
Yes, without a doubt, Kurt.
Yep.
Here's the next headline. Utah high school basketball star develops 3 blood clots in his brain after taking Pfizer injection.
Ouch.
Okay, so I got to go to, you know, Need to Know News, the RSS feed, to learn about this stuff. Right? I mean, go look on KSL, the main Utah site. Are they talking about this story, Kurt?
I would be very doubtful that they would.
Sam. All right, you ready for the next headline? On Need to Know News RSS feed, according to the Western Australian government, the COVID vaccine is a poison. You see that one?
Well, here's the one they got on KSL. Say goodbye to extra Chick-fil-A sauce for now. So, you know, you got...
Wait a minute. Now, that's a riot. Hold on now.
Yeah.
Disney. The wokest place on earth. You know what wokest means, right, Kurt?
Of course. Cool.
Pushes critical race theory on its employees.
Yep.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right now, we got a battle on our hands like you've never seen before. Hang tight. This is Liberty Roundtable.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So we just gave you a flurry of stories. The mainstream press talking about you're not going to have extra Chick-fil-A sauce, man. We're talking about a state of emergency was declared due to Biden's policies. We're talking about 12-plus Iranian gunboats swarmed six U.S. warships. Are we going to have war, ladies and gentlemen? We're talking about a Utah high school basketball player has blood clots in his brain after taking the vaccine. Okay, we're talking about Disney, the wokest place on earth, pushes critical race theory on its employees. We're the ones that talked yesterday about how Idaho rejected critical race theory by the legislative body and the governor in Idaho, but the state of Washington doubled down and is forcing critical race theory on all government-schooled kids. You certainly want to live in Idaho, not in the state of Washington, right? Anyway, I digress, except for, Kurt, this is serious. This Iranian gunboat thing, is it going to lead to war? And we've been talking so much about trouble at home. Is it everywhere? At home and at war? And where's this all going to go?
It's a great question, Sam. One other thing I can throw into the mix that I thought was interesting. You know how, I don't know if you've seen this, but the standard media has covered the, if they've given any coverage to Sidney Powell, they've basically said that she claimed in court that no reasonable person would believe her claims. Well, when you go to her website, defending the Republic or defenseoftherepublic.org, it says fake news versus reality. Contrary to what fake news is pushing, Sidney did not claim in court that no reasonable person would believe her claims. The press is using twisted legalese and manipulating the legal standard to confuse the issue, as they have done before in other high-profile cases. Ms. Powell's statements were legal opinions that she stands behind, as they were based on sworn affidavits, declarations, expert reports, and documentary evidence. Dominion claims that the evidence Ms. Powell relied upon to assert her claims concerning the lack of election integrity is incredible and not believable. Ms. Powell responded by pointing out that her assertions were her legal opinions based on the evidence she presented to four different courts. Accordingly, her statements are not subject to challenge under defamation law. So it's interesting, you know.
Yeah, and this
really
is what I covered in
points.
Detail, Kurt. Yeah. Why I said they're misrepresenting Ms. Powell. She's saying that, look, I have evidence and I made a legal claim. Now, you can't say it's defamation on my attack. I'm telling you there's affidavits, there's this, that. Now, you can disagree and say my evidence doesn't amount to what I say it does if you want to. But you can't argue that I have a legal merit as an attorney to make this claim legally in court with the evidence that I've submitted. It's not debatable. If you jettison that, then attorneys can't make any claims, Kurt, for fear they'll be liable.
Good point.
Okay, so this is the point that she's making, and she's right on. But the mainstream press is lying about what it means because they know there's a difference in what the average American thinks and what the legal reality is based on the law. And they're taking advantage of that to spin this against Sidney Powell. It's absolutely dishonest. We covered this in detail on one of our shows a couple of months back, but her point is spot on.
And that's exactly why I believe very few you know, the big boys, if you will, you know, the Sean Hannity's, the Rush Limbaugh program as it goes on now, the EIB, you know, they're not covering those things simply because there's threats of lawsuits from big, you know, fancy attorneys, and that costs money, Sam, big time. And so they'll talk about stories like the Chick-fil-A story, Chick-fil-A sauce, say goodbye to extra Chick-fil-A sauce for now. They'll talk about, you know, I mean, the Cheney things get a lot of coverage simply because, of course, that's somebody that's against President Trump, right? And
yes.
So they're going to cover that
but
big time.
Let's be clear. It's partly against President Trump, Kurt. And I think that's a big piece of it. And I don't mean to minimize that piece because it's significant. But it's against the truth. It's against the Republic. It's against the Constitution. It's against the rule of law. It's against Jesus Christ. It's against honesty in money and everything else. It's against we the people having our own thoughts and feelings and beliefs. It's against free speech. It's against a whole lot more than just Trump. This is a takedown of everything good and honest and moral and right. Everything that points to Christ, everything that points to freedom and liberty and good, it is an assault on everything. Trump's just a significant piece of it right now. And I don't mean to down or minimize Trump. I'm just saying that it's beyond Trump. It's just that when he's right, he's right. And when he's doing what's good and right, then he's attacked relentlessly because he has one of the greatest abilities to influence and impact right now for good. And therefore, he's feeling the heat. But it's about way more than Trump, Kurt, I think.
Good point. Yeah.
It's the war in heaven continued on earth, in my opinion, sir.
Well, yeah, or like the Ron Paul days when Ron Paul would, you know, be asked, well, why are all these people paying all this money and, you know, supporting you and contributing? And he'd say, freedom is popular? Right, Sam? I mean, that's...
And for good reason.
Bottom line is, yeah, that's right. That's right. Good point.
Rand Paul has a piece that highlights this to make the point, Kurt, I think, that's worthy of discussing.
Very good.
Every American could be under government surveillance, is what Rand Paul writes. This is a sitting senator, ladies and gentlemen, writing this. Mm-hmm. And Rand Paul has been head-to-head with Fauci many, many times lately, and people are freaking out about that. But Rand Paul says, Sam, the government is spying on you. The FBI is abusing the FISA warrant to put Americans under surveillance, even when the warrants are only supposed to apply to foreign agents. The federal government thinks they can search your personal data from your phone and online searches as long as they pay for it. Even the United States Postal Office is tracking what you post. Kurt, this is seriously scary to have this kind of every American could be under government surveillance. Even the post office is tracking what you post, Kurt. Rand Paul wants us to realize this is happening. And he documents it and says, it's never going to end unless we stand up for our rights to privacy. Now, this is serious business. So I got that from Rand Paul. I also got another email from somebody else that says, every American needs to know this terrifying program from the post office. They're literally spying on all of us. Headline says this. Joe Biden is weaponizing institutions of government against us all. Kurt, do you want to respond?
When I look at these, you know, this one maybe goes along with it. You got New York Post, Senator Rand Paul wants Fauci to come clean about U.S. ties to Wuhan lab. You know, we talked about this, you know, seemed like forever ago, Sam. And yet people back then would say, oh, that's so silly. You know, I mean, come on now. We wouldn't have spent U.S. tax dollars to basically caused this whole problem. And yet, that's what it looks like is coming out, doesn't it? Isn't it? I mean, that's...
Yes, the next headline that relates to this is this headline. Joe Biden is weaponizing institutions of government against American citizens.
Yep.
Okay, this is serious business, people.
It's been going on for a long time. It seems like there's...
Yes, but it's
like
ratcheted
you say,
it up.
The war in heaven, et cetera, you know. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I thought
Looks
I'd bring
like
that to your attention.
Tom Cotton kind of going along with the whole thing as well. I mean, he in the early days said that there was, and this shouldn't surprise anybody, but when you have these massive amounts of government money getting spent on who knows what, and you know, they call it black ops and they call it, I don't know, dark money or whatever, you know, it shouldn't surprise us that maybe some bad stuff happens with it, Sam. I mean, we've said for a long time that the main thing we need, you know, one of the main things we need besides a, you know, a good, wise, well, I mean, a good American people, in other words, God-fearing and all that stuff, but it's a wise and frugal government. And, well, I think we're far past that, right, Sam?
Yes. It's very scary.
Yep.
It's hard to it's hard to deal with, Kurt. So here's the final headline for the hour to make your point.
Yes.
Joe Biden following UN agenda 2030 climate change and a climate plan to reduce your meat consumption by 90%, Kurt.
Yeah, you're going to have to get your meat in the back, you know, alley. You'll have to meet somebody and get some meat, right, Sam?
Yeah.
You know?
I'm just telling you right now that it's going to be, like, bartered for.
That's
hey,
right.
Dude, you got the hamburgers, man? Psst, don't tell him. Leave them right there, and I'll come in the alley after you and pick it up, you know?
I had somebody call me. They called me yesterday, and they were like, I tasted some of the honey from one of my neighbors, and I was wondering how we could get some. And I said, well, we're going to have to meet in a like a back alley or something like that. You know, I was just joking with them. But, you know, I know those things could certainly be like that. And the lady was kind of taken aback, but she was, it was funny because, you know, they showed up first thing wherever I was, you know, and picked it up. Quick as they could get some honey, you know. And I guess it's going to be the same, right, with meat or whatever else, because it's, you know, part of that non-approved government stuff, you know, it's going to go away. Headline kind of going along with that mask thing or whatever, Fauci, Real Salt Lake strongly recommends but will no longer require masks at Rio Tinto Stadium. You know, any of those places that don't require it, there's a lot of us evil ones who are kind of grateful just not to be forced to wear a mask anymore, you know, Sam? You know?
Amen to that, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, it's just getting crazier. And what we really need is the American people to start engaging. We need funding to grow what we're doing. We need people to get involved in ways that they have not hitherto been involved. We really need your support. Kurt's trying to work on buying some radio stations. Get a hold of Kurt to learn more and get involved in that project. I mean, there's just so many things going on, Kurt. But Joe Biden literally following Agenda 2030 blatantly manipulating the people. It's a sad tale to tell. 2 hours in the can. We'll talk soon. Kurt, you want to join us tomorrow with me and Brian?
We'll plan on it, Sam. Thank you.
All right. Sounds perfect. Thank you so much for Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby. LocalHoneyMan.com is Kurt's website. Email Kurt at LibertyRoundtable.com or text or call 801-669-2211. Raw honey delivered directly to your door. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.